Good morning. We're now moving on to the halachas of ma'akeh. A person has to put a protective fence around his roof or any high place that a person should not fall from. The Torah actually says, and it says, I say, of v'yosisa ma'akeh l'gagecho, a person should make a ma'akeh, which Rashi says is from the translation of the word in the Targum is the word tik, tayaka, just like a container holds something in place, so maka holds the people there safely in place. There's also a losa say that the Torah says in regards to this, is if you don't put it up, it says, well, sosim domim beveisecho, ki yipol hanofel mimenu, do not create a potential for a loss of life. Domim over here, the meaning blood, means the loss of life in your home. By not putting this protective fence, you're creating a potential for loss of life. And the Rambam talks about a third mitzvah in the Torah, which is written in the language of Lashon of Shmirah. And Shmirah has it's an act of responsibility. You should be careful about something. But since he uses Lashon HaShmirah, Chazal understand that to mean that it's a lav as well. Whenever it says the word Shamer, be careful, means you have to be careful lest you do something. It has a din of Elohim to say as well. So what is this third Shmirah that the Pasuk says, Ushmor Nafshecha Me'od, Hishomer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Me'od? This is very similar to the phrase, it's actually a pasuk or two away from the famous pasuk of "Benishmartem Me'od L'Nafshu Seichem." A person has responsibility to take care of his nefesh, that he shouldn't endanger his life. A person has to be careful with that. Now, if you look at the pesukim itself, the pesukim of "Benishmartem Me'od L'Nafshu Seichem," it's not referring to taking care of your physical nefesh, it's referring to taking care of your spiritual nefesh, that a person should not misunderstand what happened by Har Sinai and make any type of physical representation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. So the Pashup Shat and the Pasuk is not referring to taking care of your body, but taking care of your physical, of your Ruchni Yistika nefesh. That being said,
you want basketball?
Sure.
That being said, the Gemara quotes this pasuk for this purpose. The Gemara says that one of the Tanoim was davening, and he did not respond when there was a soldier waiting to speak to him. And the soldier said, the Mashiach says that that's a misunderstanding, that the soldier misunderstood the pasuk, the Roman soldier, and he was misquoting it. And it does not mean that. But the Rambam, we see from the Rambam uses this pasuk to tell me that there is a mitzvah to be careful. Any type of mikshel, the person should remove, that goes into that. So we have three mitzvahs in the Torah. We have the mitzvah of Vasisa Ma'akeh L'Gagecho, the mitzvah of and the mitzvah, according to the Rambam, of Hishamer, Hishamer Lecha Ushmer Nafshecha Me'od. So the Chayalim says the following, so continuing with this, we're talking about the lochas of mezuzahs, he moves into the lochas of makkah. The person leaves Pesach Beisoy, in Hudar Ba'aliyah, if he's living on the second floor and he comes out of his house onto a row of homes that they open into some type of a porch or a stepway which would allow him to go down to the next floor, Yosim Eldi Boy Lashkiach Im Yesh Mechitzos Aviv HaMadrigosh Yored Bo Bedin Makkah. So the steps require a makkah as well. The area which a person stepping will be walking down requires a makkah. Now this is actually a machlokes, whether steps require a makkah. The idea that steps are something which the natural instinct of the person is to be aware of the fact that he's at a height. A person on a roof might forget for a moment that it's a nice flat surface. Their roofs are flat, so they might forget, and we're afraid that a person therefore might not be careful. Steps, a person always knows that they're on a height, because that's the whole nature of steps, they're going from higher to lower. And therefore, therefore, mikra, then a person would not have to have some type of protective fence around the madrigos, where he's stepping. But there are the opinion of the chayotim and others that even so, there's a chiyuv to put a makkah around that as well. A platform which would be approximate the same thing as a roof, would require a makkah, but the step part of it, the many poskim hold, does not require mikra adin. That being said, obviously, it is still appropriate, and the person can be careful to add a makkah as well. Have a good day.